coming down to the 16th bowl. Catholic Boy is pulling away. He's so impressive today, the others didn't even have a prayer. Catholic Boy rolls in the run. Happy Travers.
Live from the backstretch at historic Saratoga Racecourse, this is Racing Across America with Seth Merrow. Racing Across America is brought to you by Pinnell's Restaurant, a Saratoga tradition since 1922. 284 Jefferson Street, Saratoga, just minutes from the track. The Leah Auto Group. To search their inventory, schedule a service appointment, or find a dealership near you, visit leahcars.com. Leah Cars for life. And Woodbine Racetrack. Pick, bet, and cheer on world-class horse racing north of the border.
Good morning and welcome to Racing Across America on this Monday morning, the lone Monday of the meet, Labor Day holiday closing day here at Saratoga. I thought we'd use the opening segment for a little recap of some of the highlights of the meet. A little bit later on, John Signor, president of OTB, will recap our OTB Saratoga summer, and then we'll talk Saratoga summer with Jeremiah Engelhart as well, as he's had a really, really good summer. I said, coming out of Belmont, I thought a good summer with the two-year-olds. He's done that and beyond, so we'll talk to Jeremiah a little bit later as well. But as I noted at the end of the handicapper report, my partner from that prior show, Brian Addo, sticks around, and we'll get some of his thoughts also on some of the highlights of the Saratoga meet. We talked a little bit about it on the handicapper report, but I think overall, first, 3 weeks of the meet, I think the highlight, the news, was the weather. Yeah. Then really, since then, we've had a stretch of great weather until today.
Literally until today.
Yeah, but I said when I stepped out of the winner's circle with the Whitney, we'll look at that in a couple of moments, but I said when I stepped out of there and McKenzie winning, I said, boy, the racing has been great, though. With the horses who you expected to show up showed up, and it played out after that. So I think as we get to the end of the meet, one of the overarching stories is on the high end, on the stakes end, boy, it really played out the way you would want it to.
Well, the beauty of Saratoga and what Saratoga is all about is that it's no surprise to see McKenzie ship across the country, because the Whitney is the foremost older horse race that we have in the country over the summer. And Pacific Classic's a nice race, don't get me wrong, but Bob Baffert didn't ship away from home at Del Mar if it wasn't the Whitney, and it's cool to see a horse like that front and center, the best handicap horse in the country. So I agree with you, Seth. It was cool, and to see him do his thing too. That's the other thing, to see him do his thing on the biggest stage and win a grade one. And
yeah, let's show that. Yeah. We're talking stretch run of the Whitney, number 6 McKenzie, number 7 Yoshida, number 5 Vina Rosso, and finishing 4th Preservationist, who came back to win this past weekend. But yeah, this was a nice performance fairly early in the meet for Baffert and McKenzie.
Yeah, and like I said, he earned it here. Yoshida didn't really run on Saturday. I mean, he's an okay third, don't get me wrong. But, you know, he beat who he was supposed to beat, and he did it the right way. You see him striding out nicely here. Yoshida, Feudal Chase. And the beauty of it is, too, you know, just from a handicapping perspective, from a betting perspective, and that's what we like to talk about. And we did talk about it on the Handicappers Report. We got him in there when we were talking about Preservationist, that you don't have to bet McKenzie in the Breeders' Cup Classic. So, you know, at a mile and a quarter, doing something that's maybe stretching that rubber band a little thin. But I thought it was cool to see him, to get a horse like that here on the East Coast. You know, he was at Belmont, too, for the Met Mile. And that's the beauty of Saratoga. It's the beauty of Naira racing, in that it is the absolute pinnacle. And I said, you know, no disrespect to the Pacific Classic, but my goodness, you look at that field and it's like, whoa. McKenzie would have been 1 to 100 in that field. And that's what the Whitney does. It brings those kind of horses in. So it was always great to see the stars of our sport converge on Saratoga Springs.
Mike Smith on board, Bob Baffert in, lucky enough to have him come in and sit in after that. That was fun.
Well, he's your
as
buddy,
well,
Seth. But, why wouldn't he come in and sit with you?
Wanted to pick up another race. And, you know, you mentioned the Met Mile, which was won by Mattoli. I didn't call for that replay, but I should have picked up the Mattoli replay from a couple of weeks ago where he got his redemption.
Good to see him back on the beat. Yes.
Yeah, that was a nice win. But We do have a Brad Cox and Covfefe in the test. Test annually, one of my favorite races of the year. And, boy, she is just spectacular. Now, she had the close-up third prior to this race behind Mia Mischief when she stepped up against Older down at Churchill. But she had that 107 Buyer in the Ms. Preakness prior to that. And she bounced back closer to that here in the test. Serengeti Empress, I must note, is giving her all she can ask for. They're just about 9 lengths clear to the third place finisher, but it winds up to be a half length margin for Covfefe. And again, you look for the horses to validate what's on the page and the hype coming into these stakes races up at Saratoga. She did it in the test.
Well, yeah, and Chad got buried with Royal Charlotte, who comes back to win the Prioress on Saturday.
Good point.
So the test on paper was going to have a suicidal speed duel between those two horses, and poor Serengeti Empress, she can't get one of these. I mean, she did win the Kentucky Oaks, but suicidal speed duel that was going to fall apart in the test, and exactly happened that way, except all they did was finish 9 lengths clear. Awesome performances by a gal who was stretching her rubber band pretty thin going 7, and Covfefe just was great in victory. Serengeti Empress for Tom Amos, unfortunate second, just like she was in the Acorn, running her eyeballs out and settling for the scraps, unfortunately, but losing nothing in defeat. I always agree with you on the test, one of my favorite races of the meet, and it did not disappoint. I mean, that was you and Carson Hollow 2.0 right there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that
was it right there. Those two
gals
throwing it down from the start.
I haven't seen that one. I'm sure that's a YouTube race.
Neither of them giving an inch and taking it all the way to the line.
With a great call by Tom Durkin.
Yes. Using so tight along the rail, and a month and a half clear of third, and that's when you know it was a performance for the ages.
Yeah,
so,
it fun
pretty
subdivision
cool.
of those three-year-old fillies every year in the test sprinting. Let's move on now to what'll go down as, you know, one of the superstar efforts of the Saratoga meet. I had Mark Cassie on before this race. You had him on just recently, reflecting on this one as well as some other thoughts late in the meet this past Saturday. But we're going to watch the four-star Dave and Got Stormy. Now, why was this special? Because it was 1 week after a really good win in the Della Rose.
In the pink silks here with Gary Barber.
Yeah, the number 6 horse. And just phenomenal here, breaking the track record in the four-star Dave as she steps in against the boys 1 week after the win in the Della Rose. And Mark said, when I had him on Thursday before this race, he said, you know, the owner really wants to go. I'm not sure. But I said, we conferred and we said, let's see how she's working. And he said, when he was in on Thursday, he said, she was out on the track today. She looks great. So we're going. And I think he kind of made those same comments to you. But I was in the winner's circle after this race and heard him say what he said to you on Saturday. You brought it up. He's now positively comparing this horse with Teppan.
Teppan, I will vote for Teppan to go in the Hall of Fame when she comes up. Go back and watch the De La Rose if you want, folks, and you will never, I defy you, to find a horse that wins a stakes race easier than God Stormy did in the De La Rose. She could have run backwards and won. Hey, kudos to Mark, a racing secretary's dream. Mark Cassie is here to run his horses, and he does it. He does it without a lot of fanfare. He does it without asking for a lot of favors. And he runs his horses, and I give him a lot of credit for doing so. They took a shot. That's why Gary Barber's a multimillionaire in the cinema industry. He knows when to strike. And I said to him, I said, I don't want to compare her to Teppan. That's not my point. But I remember when Teppan got good and the light bulb went on and she went on an absolute tear. And I said, Mark, this filly is starting to look like that, and that's why you're going to see her at Woodbine in the Mile. I think you're going to be there.
Yep.
And she's got every right to win that race. And, you know, Teppan did it all in the Breeders' Cup, went to Royal Ascot. Not saying God Stormy's going to do that. Who do you want her in the Mile division and from our country right now more than her?
Yeah, that was two phenomenal performances.
No one.
I say, she broke the track record in the four-star Dave. She would have broken it the week before, but somebody had broken it the day before.
Yeah, that's...
But what she had done in the Della Rose would have been the track record had it been the day before.
Yeah, that's been another
24
theme.
Hours early.
Another theme of the summer, too, track record.
Yeah, the early part of the meet, bam, 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 they were going lights out. I wanted to show one more race. As I say, I should have pulled up Mattoli because that he's been a favorite of mine this year, too. But he was spectacular. But spectacular performance if we're looking at one horse to kind of put your hat on for really standing out. Certainly got Stormy, but race of the meet maybe is going to be the personal Ensign. Grade one event, $700,000 a mile in an eight. Midnight Bijou, the number one horse, number four, Elate, Ding Dong it down to the wire, chart margin of a nose. Again, they're about nine lengths ahead of the third place finisher. And, you know, again, this is the theme of this kind of recap. You got what you paid for. The two horses that you wanted to ding dong it did ding dong it, and that was kind of on the stakes level how it played out throughout the meet.
Off the top of my head, getting 4 pounds, I believe, was a late.
Correct.
This was a late
124 to 120.
This was a late distance. This was a late track. This was a late time. And she couldn't do it. And that's how good Midnight Bijou is right now. 7 for 7 maybe this year, I believe. Both connections. The other cool thing about this, and first of all, I think you and I, we've been doing this a long enough time where sometimes you watch races and you get immune to them and, okay, what's coming up next? Or, I didn't have a bet in that race. So it was a good race. Well, I watched that race with my buddy Wayne and the four-star Dave in that area there. And I had the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And that was a horse race and a half. Nobody given an inch, and a horse that was, even though she was 6 for 6, she was not favored. She was perceived up against it. And Midnight Bijou just runs down Elate, who ran her eyeballs out and was back in form. 3 for 3 now over Elate on the year. Both connections. Talking Breeders' Cup Classic, maybe. Elate, especially at a mile and a quarter, because she's 3 for 3 at that distance. 2 Delcaps in an Alabama. Midnight Bijou is in Horse of the Year in conversation. Even if she wins the distaff, she's earned the right to be in that conversation. So not only was there so much happening in the personal Ensign on Travers Day, going forward, it's going to have major repercussions as well. And they might meet again in the Beldame in the Grade 2 at Belmont in October. So,
that'd be great.
How good is Saratoga set that I don't think you're even going to pull up the Travers, right? I mean, that's what this meet is about.
I have a list here of races I didn't bring up. Preservationist,
right?
Obviously, we looked at
it
yesterday.
It really shouldn't be on in the top five list. That's how good this meet is, how good these performances were. And, oh, by the way, Code of Honor throws his hat into championship discussion for three-year-olds with a dominant win in the Travers. So,
Annals of Time, Matoli, Mind Control, Come Dancing looked great for Carlos Martin. Dunbar Road in the Alabama, Imperial Hint and Chancelot on those back-to-back days sprinting. Tax was fun in the Jim Dandy. Sister Charlie looking good before going out to Chicago and looking good out there as well. Clearly, Saratoga, you've seen some Eclipse winners, and it's a little more probable, but you would think Breeders' Cup winners as well.
Yeah, you might see one later this afternoon in the hopeful, too.
That's very good. I think you're absolutely right. That potential is there. And just quickly before we let you go, on the human side, we mentioned it earlier, Jose Ortiz with a 7-win lead over his brother, Irad. Javier Castellano, third. Luis Saez, good fourth at the meet. Joel Rosario, fifth. John Velasquez got off to a slow start. I had him on the other day. And I said to him, fair to say slow start, but fair to say the last couple of weeks nuts, because it wasn't just here. He went out in Chicago. He went out in Del Mar over the past 2.5-3 weeks. So a nice meet as well for John Velasquez. Putting the Travers on the resume is a good way to have your Saratoga meet kind of wind up. Chad Brown clearly on top on the trainer side. Todd Pletcher, third. Asmussen and Engelhart tied for Todd Pletcher second, Asmussen and Engelhart tied for third, Christophe Clement in fifth, and on the owner side, again, Seth Klarman for Klarovich, Michael Dubb right behind, however, so nice on the owner side.
Yeah,
as
just
well.
A couple of things off of what you just said. I think John Velasquez at 48, I believe, is to the less is more portion of his schedule and riding selectively and riding the right horses. And still delivering. It says 9-2-2019 up here on the top of your printout. I'm pretty sure you could put 9-2-2029. And those Ortiz boys are going to be up there. And Chad Brown's going to be up there, too. I don't know what you and I will be doing. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure you can just put those two names at the top of the list. Somebody, I've said, you've heard me say this many times. I was, at the paddock bar or out back or with some friends. Oh, Chad Brown, he wins all these races. Oh, my God. I said, don't worry about it. It's going to be over in 30 years. It'll be fine, you know? Oh, man. And I said it when Significant Form wins the Grade 2 Boston Spa for $400,000. She might be the 20th best turf horse in his barn. I'm not even making a joke.
And Annals of Time and Bricks and Mortar with the scenarios, the storylines there, the layoffs of bringing those horses back.
Just amazing.
To race at the top level. It's been fun to watch Chad Brown and his progression, being a local guy as well. All right, we'll let you go as we wrap things up here just on our recap segment. But as far as you're concerned, wrapping it up for the Saratoga meet as well. I will progress on with a little more racing across America, but we'll let you head out. Wish you good luck this afternoon.
I appreciate it, buddy. Good luck in the Empire Six. Good luck in the rest of the day. Good luck to, I guess, me, actually, in the TU. We're neck and neck here.
Oh, that's right. We should have we haven't mentioned
with the
that
boys,
yet. Yeah.
Wilkins and the our buddy Tim.
You and Timmy.
Head-to-head. Coming for you, Tim.
Yeah, we're tied. We're tied going into the final day after a very slow start. We crawled our way back in, and we are now tied
going into the last day.
So good luck to you.
Cut my teeth with Tim up in the press box many moons ago.
I'm up there every day
you
with him.
He's
usually the last guy in there, hardest working guy in the track.
Timmy is, yes.
Out early, stays late.
You said it.
All right, we'll wrap things up. Again, good luck this afternoon.
Thank you.
We'll come back. John Signor, president of Capital OTB, a little recap of the OTB Saratoga season. Stay tuned.
Free money? Well, Capital OTB gives its players plenty of opportunities to cash in. At Capital OTB, there are so many ways for horse players to receive bonus dollars by simply participating in promotions such as our bankrolls, bounty bets, online handicapping contest, and much, much more. Plus, with Capital OTB's player rewards program, you get actual cash back. So what are you waiting for? Log on today at CapitalOTB.com or CapitalOTBBet.com and claim your free money.
Welcome back to Racing Across America. Closing day, Monday, Labor Day, bittersweet. I had somebody ask me, happy or sad on closing day? I can make a case for both. We hate to see it go, but I have to admit, it hit kind of a wall. I am tired. I'm ready to sleep in for a day or two and kind of catch up, but we still have one day to go with the Empire Six carryover. There'll be a lot of money in the pool. I'll have a bankroll a little bit later on. I'm going to put that ticket together. Check our Twitter feed. We'll put the ticket up on the screen on the network before the first race of the sequence as well. Hopefully you made the team, and hopefully I can make a little money for the team. As we are here on the last day of the meet, wanted to get a little catch-up on what's gone on throughout the Saratoga season here at Capital OTB, and who better to talk to than Capital OTB President John Signor. John, good morning.
Seth, how are we doing?
Very good.
Good to see you.
Happy
good
to
see you.
Have you on board to kind of recap some of the action as far as the Saratoga / Del Mar season, really, as far as OTB. But before we do that, let's concentrate a little bit on Saratoga. And I know always At this time of year, we like to tip our cap and thank the folks at NYRA for their hospitality, because again, we have one of the best locations in all racing. Horses are usually working out behind us, and everybody's a golf cart ride away. The guest list this year, Bob Baffert, and had Johnny Velasquez come in the other day, and as they say, most of them drive up on their golf cart. So it's been a great season. Again, a lot of thanks to NYRA.
Yeah, absolutely. NYRA had a terrific meet. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to Dave O'Rourke, first year president CEO at NYRA. This is a good way to start off your new term, I guess, right? with a banner year at Saratoga. And also thank them for kind of, you know, we obviously have a partnership with them. They allow us to come back here, do the morning shows on the backstretch. I think you guys have done a terrific job. And it helps promote people coming to the track. They get to, and for people who can't come to the track, they can at least get a flavor of what's going on and meet all the industry leaders, the trainers, the owners, the jockeys, as you said, Johnny V, and you're going to have Jeremiah on after this. So we're able to bring the track into the living rooms of a lot of people. And even if they're not in the area, they watch online. I think our new website really worked out well. You just click on media pops right up. So that'll be great going forward as well. And also NYRA unveiling of the 1863 building. I know we were in there on opening day, and I think that was a success. So I think, you know, kudos to them. They had a great meet, and on to Belmont.
And I will say anecdotally, but I'm interested to hear what your feedback was from people. I just talked to people around town, people on the front side. Had Joe Applebaum from the New York Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association in a couple of days ago, and seemed like the horsemen. I think everybody liked the 2 days off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I mean, this is my opinion. I have no insight. There's no way they're going back to 6 weeks.
Yeah, well,
it's not going to happen. You can't go back to 5 days a week. I
think
the only...
And they were the outlier with that 6 days.
They were the outlier,
it just makes sense.
Yeah. And I think this is something NYRA's looked to do for a couple of years, and they finally, you know, and it happened that, rightfully so, they're doing construction down at Belmont, so they were able to do it. But I don't think there's any way they go back. It's going to be 8 weeks, 5 days a week, I believe, and I don't have any insight into that, but that's just what I believe. The only tweak, I think, is what they're talking about, maybe racing on Monday instead of Wednesday.
David O'Rourke was with Andy on the radio show last week, and he said he would like to do maybe a Tuesday and Wednesday off next year so they can compare. And
that's probably not a bad idea.
They're going to meet with the Chamber of Commerce in October and kind of iron that out.
I think that's probably a good idea, even to just test it next week. I mean, it's hard to do that coming off a banner year, right? You have the all-time high handle at Saratoga. Do you want to tweak it, you know? But it's probably not a bad idea. You can compare the two and see what works and see what works better for the community as well and the restaurant owners and the hotels. So, but again, just a tremendous racing. I mean, you and Brian just went through all the races and all the highlights. It's just a great racing up here. There's nothing like it, you know. Anthony Stabile says it best, you know. You give me Del Mar, Ascot, all the other places. Saratoga is hands down the best racing. So, and we have it right here in our backyard, so it's tremendous.
Yeah, it was demonstrated yesterday. I said I was sitting in here still at the third race, and they were backed up the traffic on Nelson Avenue last Sunday of the meet. It was like a Traverse Day over there yesterday. A lot of fun. Also want to thank Beyond NYRA. Obviously, when we come in here and broadcast on the 40 days of the meet, we have to thank the folks who pay the bills, and the sponsors certainly are worthy of tipping our cap.
Yeah, we have a lot of great sponsors. We have a new one this year was Leah Cars, and you know, I know Mike and the whole Bill and the whole family, and we appreciate their support. It's been great for us. Obviously, Woodbine is a year-round sponsor. They sponsor us year-round. Gulfstream sponsors us most of the year as well. And then we have Pinnell's. I had dinner there at Traverse Night. So Pinnell's, that's a great spot. Malcolm's in Saratoga, in Schenectady, is another great place. Bonaventure Stable, I think you've had the folks who run that. Mercantile and Jacob and Anthony in Saratoga. And DePaula and the Trackside Grill as well. And I think we had the Breeders' Cup, I think, also sponsors. So a lot of good sponsors. It helps us, you know, pay for the programming, pay for the trailer and the tent and the studio up here. So we appreciate all their support, and hopefully bettors will frequent their locations going forward and into next year.
Yeah, it's a game plan, certainly. Keep that in mind when you're looking for their types of products. And, of course, always have to thank the bettors, the OTB bettors. And I will say I've gotten a lot of great feedback on the front side. That's one of the fun parts of the Saratoga meet. Most of the time we're down in the studio, so you don't get a lot of feedback. But here I'm working in the morning, then over on the front side, and a lot of people appreciate the programming and talk about jumping into the promotions. I was talking to people yesterday that had been playing the bounty bet throughout the meet, and so the bettors are showing appreciation for what we do. But more importantly, they're betting and enjoying the product.
Yeah, and right. And we do more than anybody else as far as promoting. I think we had a promotion every day of the Saratoga meet, either at the clubhouse or we did a fan appreciation day at another branch, or we do online contests. We did, obviously, the bankrolls every Saturday where, and I think Sully had a good one this past Saturday. So, you know, we do a lot. We give back to our bettors, but we also know there are a lot of options out there, and we appreciate our bettors. We appreciate that they wager with us, and the fact that they do enables us to do a lot of things we do, such as being on the backstretch here and providing information, having a lot of, you know, different handicappers on the one sheet and providing information just every day during Saratoga meet. So we appreciate the bettors. It's probably not said enough, but without them, we don't exist. The TV station doesn't exist, so we thank them very much, and we hope they stay with us into Belmont and the rest of the year. As we say, the racing doesn't end on September 2nd. Next Friday, Belmont opens up, and then you have Churchill opening up. You got Los Al, then you got Santa Anita. So a lot of great racing still to come through the year, but we appreciate their support, and we wouldn't be here without them. So thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great. Most of the year down in that studio in the back of the racebook down in Albany, 711 Central Avenue. So I walk out in the front of the racebook a lot and get, you know, talk with some of the regulars down there and some of the new folks as well. But it's fun to be up here at Saratoga and get the feedback really from a much wider audience of people who are watching on channel 1250 or people who are watching now on the app, people who are coming up from downstate and say, hey, I watch on the computer or on the phone, and they really appreciate the morning programming we do up here at Saratoga, the morning and afternoon programming the rest of the year. But I certainly think it's a great way to reach out to the fans through the TV network.
Yeah,
as
I mean,
well,
just touch on, we touched on it a little bit, but OTB TV really is, it's a gem up here. You know, there's no other OTB in the state that has their own TV channel. There's no other track in the state that has their own TV channel. It's really only Capital OTB. Other than NYRA does stuff, obviously, with Fox and MSG and that. But we run, you know, racing 24/7. We do morning programming. We provide, and you know, we provide information to bettors and through all the shows. You know, the Handicappers Report, Loose on the Lead, Saturdays at the Spa with Brian. And, you know, just Racing Across America. I mean, just great coverage. Also want to thank, as the rain starts coming down here, want to thank Brian and Mick. You know, this thing doesn't happen without the guys behind the scenes, and they don't get enough credit. They're here every weekend, you know, giving up some other, you know, some they have families, they have kids. They're here doing the shows. They're here Monday, you know, on Labor Day. So we can't do it without them. Obviously, Dino and Danny back at the shop, back at the clubhouse. So we appreciate all their support. And just, Seth, you've done a tremendous job. Yeoman's work up here, as usual.
Thank you.
Brian at Saturdays at the Spa and handicapping. Sully, Mike. Good to have Anthony Mormino back in the mix. And Anthony Stabile doing...
The Big A,
doing Play of the Day. We appreciate that. And we'd love to have him do it again next year. And it was good to have Steve Bick back. I know he had some health issues, and we had some
Powered
concerns.
Powered on, though. Only missed 2 weeks after eye surgery.
That was great. So it was great to have him back. And he always brings a nice energy... on Sundays, post
he does. I like that.
Like
nice
that
energy.
Post big race days, he's always you know, he's always high energy. So it was good to see him back, and good health to him. And I'm sure we'll be doing a lot more with him going forward. But just everybody did a tremendous job handicapping, and even on the TU, you mentioned it with Brian. I mean, we're down 9-3.
Yeah, it was a slow start.
Now it's 14-14. So we came storming back like Midnight Bizou in the personal ensign. So let's see if Brian can get that last nose over the wire today. But that's been a lot of fun, and and everybody's really stepped up, and it's great fun too. It's a lot of good camaraderie too. So
we also have the charity bet in the TU. Five different charities have benefited from that, and everybody's gotten a little bit of money. The last charity bet today, pull that up. There's a win place and an exacta box, and you can maybe get some ideas from that.
Yeah, I think we did the Racing Museum, Thoroughbred Retirement Fund,
Old Friends,
PDJF, and I think Saratoga Warhorse. Those were the five charities. A lot of them are obviously, all of them are racing related. Yeah. So we'll be donating some money to those charities at the end of the meet. And it's been a tremendous meet. From OTB's vantage point, we've had a very solid meet. We didn't have the numbers Naira had. I wish we did. But it's been a solid meet. It's funny, I kind of misread it. I thought the beginning would be stronger and the end would be a little light because of 8 weeks, but it was the opposite. The beginning kind of was a little
still
slow.
Still the longest place to be.
And I think people had plans early. I know first weekend I had my family vacation, so I'm sure a lot of people had plans those first two weekends. But we came, the last few weeks have been very, very strong for us. Travers Day this last week has been very, very strong. And also, we've been pushing this Empire 6, or the Pick 6, and I'm glad Naira implemented it. I know there's a little controversy, between the $2 bet and the 20-cent bet. My vantage point is that I think the 20-cent bet lets the little guy into the game.
When I had David O'Rourke on the middle of the meet, he made the great point. He'd like to do both of them, and he made a point I hadn't thought of that, which I think is true. I think it's two different audiences.
Yeah.
I think the 20-cent plays to a different level of better than the $2. I think you could have both of them.
But you're never going to get the numbers in the $2 bet that you're going to get today.
Oh.
Never. And I don't think they had a carryover on the $2 bet the entire Belmont meet. Now you're going to have a $3-4 million pot today. It makes this Monday, this rainy Monday, a very exciting day for Naira. So they have something they're able to promote. So I just hope they continue. I think I saw that they're looking to continue it into Belmont as well. So that's good news for our bettors. But again, I also want to thank our board of directors. Without their support, we're not able to do any of this. They're the best board in the state. They love racing. We're also able to get money back to the counties. That's our charge, support racing and generate money for local governments and help the taxpayers. So we're able to do that through OTB. And we've had, so far, the year's been, it's been a very solid year for us, coming off a very good year last year. So we're looking forward to moving forward into Belmont and the rest of the year. So again, thanks to you, Seth, and everybody here at OTB and all the work you've done. It's a lot of work. It's tiring. It's exhausting. But you guys have really stepped up and done a great job.
Yeah, appreciate that. And I'll throw it right back to you. And I won't only thank you on my behalf, but as I say, I get great feedback from folks on the front side. So on behalf of the viewers, I'll toss that to you and the board of directors as well, and the support and the continued morning programming up here at Saratoga. I mean, we're here at 2 hours a day for 40 days. That's 80 hours of programming. Then you toss in the bankrolls and the workouts. It's 100 hours of live programming.
Absolutely,
we're doing up here.
Yeah. And we love it. And we love to do it. And we love promoting Naira. And we love promoting Come to the Track. We obviously want people to bet with Capital OTB, but we also understand that this is a gem. This is our major league sport up here. And we need to really support it and promote it. And that's why we do what we do. So, again, congratulations to Naira on a great meet. And we had a very solid, strong meet. So hopefully the rest of the year will be the same.
And just before we let you go, let's talk rest of the year a little bit. This is obviously an exclamation point on the year, but a couple of weeks TV will be up at Woodbine for the Woodbine Mile. So all the good action continues on TV and promotions continue throughout the year as well.
Yeah, keep an eye on Capital OTB TV. Keep an eye on our Twitter page. And we'll be at Woodbine in a couple of weeks for Woodbine Mile, right? Yeah. You just said that. And then and we travel the Gulfstream. We'll travel, we'll be out and about with our and probably at visiting a lot of branches the next few months too. So as the rain comes down, I will we'll call it a I know you have Jeremiah coming on. I don't know if he's swimming.
He headed into the trailer quickly.
He better have his galoshes on.
All right, John, appreciate the visit.
Seth. Appreciate it.
All right, we will take a break, and we'll see if we can get an umbrella for Jeremiah to make it out of the trailer and into the tent. Up next, Jeremiah Engelhart. Stay tuned.
Looking for a fantastic meal? Stop by Malcolm's, a unique farm-to-table restaurant experience. Located at 617 Union Street in Schenectady, Malcolm's offers locally grown fresh foods, mouth-watering flavors, an enhanced drink menu, and terrific service. Malcolm's is a sure bet during Saratoga season. Make your reservation today.
In a recent study of some of the top online wagering sites, Capital OTB won big in total player rewards, far surpassing some of the best-known wagering sites in America. While other rewards programs simply offer you points redeemable for gift cards, Capital OTB's rebates are paid to you in actual cash. Plus, Capital OTB gives you full and immediate access to your money. So if all you're getting now are points and gift cards, join Capital OTB Player Rewards today and get cash back. Visit CapitalOTBBet.com and sign up today.
Come on.
I want sales reports on my desk by Monday.
Whoops. My bad.
Love racing? RTN brings you every live simulcast on your home television, plus live video streaming and race replays on your PC and mobile devices. To order, visit RTN.tv. RTN, a breed apart.
Welcome back. Closing day here at Saratoga. I thought an appropriate time to bring in our next guest, Jeremiah Engelhardt, who has had a very good Saratoga 2019. Good morning.
How you doing, Seth? Thanks
very,
for having me.
Very good. Happy to have you in. Happy to talk a little bit about the meet, pulling up the stats from the meet. You're sitting with 14 wins currently, sitting tied for third with Steve Asmussen. I know we've talked in previous years. You tend to have some numbers and some goals in mind when you come to the meet. How did you meet up with this year's goals? Had to be pretty happy.
No, I was very happy. I think right now, being at 14 wins, that's the most we've ever had here. My goal was right around 15, so I guess we got one more crack at it today.
You got an MTO in today, right?
Yeah, an MTO, Dream Zapper that draws in 1,000% in the third race. Seems like he can handle the dirt too, but there's some other horses in there that can as well.
Before we get into some of the horses you've had run and some other topics, just because it is pouring out here and whatnot, talk about on the training side of things. How does a day like this change up your game plan?
Well, today was a pretty easy day. With the rain that we thought was going to come in, we had a walk day for the barn. So the help was very happy to get that text yesterday that we were going to walk. So, and it's also good, too. I mean, the horses feel it. They feed so much off of what's going on in the barn. And if you're stressed at all, last few days, of the meet, you've been busy going all day long. So it's not bad to kind of let your foot off the gas today a little bit.
And so what would happen today as compared to normally? Normally you'd have horses out galloping and whatnot, but with the weather, you kind of switch that up?
Monday is usually a lighter day for us here in Saratoga, mainly just because I always kind of give the horses and the help a little bit of a break once a week. We might train 50 to 75% less of the horses every day, where today we just walked everything today, so it was a lot easier for the help.
Talk a little bit about, just on a game day like this, what it means for, I obviously have an MTO in, so things worked out there.
Yeah.
But what if you have a turf horse or even a dirt horse centered on a day like this, what kind of decision making is made for, do I stay or do I scratch?
Well, I mean, first, for me, you look at how the horse is going to handle it if it comes off. I have horses that might not handle the dirt at all, so I would scratch. The one horse, 1,000%, I entered him turf only today, knowing in the back of my mind that I could possibly run on the dirt. So I called John Koziak of Transfiguration Stables and asked him what he'd like to do. And we ran him on off the turf race last time, a little bit more salty of a field. Thought he ran fine, so we're going to give him another shot today. Look, there's still some couple horses in there that look like they're just as good as he is on paper, if not a little better. So with a little racing luck, hopefully we can get it done.
So it's just kind of a case-by-case decision in these kind of afternoons.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on the horse you have in, how they handle it. Of course, when you enter MTO, you always like drawing in, because usually, you're going to get some scratches, and, feel free to scratch out of the fifth race today if you're in there.
Win number 15.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about, I've asked trainers as they've cycled in throughout the meet, and it seems like the buzz has been okay, the 2 days off. How's that worked out?
I've really enjoyed it. The first week, on Tuesday morning, I woke up and I'm like, oh man, this is weird that I'm not going to be running today. I don't know if I like it. But then as the meet got going, I like Monday, I would be like, oh, I'm looking forward to tomorrow because I still got another day off. So overall, I thought it was, Naira did a really nice job with this and looked like the numbers kind of supported the decision. And hopefully, we keep on building on in decisions like the one they made this year.
Yeah, it was, as I say, just from what I've heard, just buzz anecdotally, it seemed like everybody, the horsemen, the fans and whatnot seemed to appreciate the 2 days off. They're talking next year, maybe tweaking Tuesday and Wednesday off rather than Monday, Tuesday. We'll see how that works out.
I did
out.
Hear that, too.
But we'll see if that works into it. Let's talk some specifics because just a couple of days ago, you had, I said coming into the meet when I was doing the handicapping show, coming out of Belmont with some of your two-year-old winners down there, some of your Al Gold winners. Yeah. I think we had when we were down there, Belmont Stakes weekend, right? You had that Thursday, didn't you have?
Let me see. We had Marianne or Ginger. She won the Astoria.
Yeah, that may have been that Belmont weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was a Thursday leading into Belmont weekend.
We were down there that Thursday. But I said I thought you had a chance at a good meet with the two-year-olds. That's the way it's worked out. Yeah. And let's go back just a couple of days ago. Number three in here is going to be Three Techniques. Three Techniques. This is the third career start of a couple of second-place finishes. For August Dawn, obviously the nom de plume of Bill Parcells. Nice win here. Runs off by 5.5 lengths is the chart margin. Obviously, this horse benefited from the education in the first two starts.
Yeah, I mean, he was one that I kind of thought that would be very, he could be that first out winner. 5.8 really in his first race just wasn't what he really wanted to do. Yeah, this never gets old watching this replay. In his second start, Steve's horse, Bazin, I don't know how you pronounce it, but he beat us in that second start. Again, it was a start I was fairly confident I thought we'd win. We didn't get the best of trips in that race, but, turns out, like you said, the experience helped us. I didn't want him to be 3-for-3 with second place finishes in this race. I thought Todd's horse looked really well in the warm-ups and a couple other horses on paper. And, as I was watching the race, I'm like, oh, my God, this isn't going to be good. And then when Jose got him in the clear, he just went to running. So it was rewarding that he finally, ran to how I thought he would run.
And ran so well in that race. What do you have in mind in general coming up next?
I think, obviously, you think about the Champagne and how that works. I'm also toying with the idea because I do think he's a special horse. Maybe if he didn't need the points getting into the Breeders' Cup, maybe just taking him right into the Breeders' Cup there as well. But, you run a big risk doing that. If it's a full field and you don't have any points, you're not going to get in. So right now I would say we're targeting the Champagne.
All right, because, again, off of that effort, he looked phenomenal. Wanted to pull up a stakes win from a two-year-old a little bit earlier in the meet. We'll go back to the Stillwater. This was back on July 18th. It's My Italian Rabbi for the aforementioned Al Gold. Always like the names of his horses, but My Italian Rabbi gets it done over the 35-cent to a dollar Fierce Lady. My Italian Rabbi, the number 5. My Fierce Lady, the number 3. Good performance here. Subsequently came back and was third last
time? Third, yeah, in Seeking the Annie.
And what are your thoughts going forward for My Italian Rabbi off, again, a pretty good early start to the career?
Yeah, the Seeking the Annie kind of surprised me a little bit. I didn't think she finished as strong as she did in the Stillwater, obviously. Fierce Lady was a little compromised in the Stillwater, where obviously she came back to run her race in the Seeking the Annie. Well, I wasn't 100% sure why my filly didn't finish stronger. She scoped clean after the race. Physically, we really couldn't find a whole lot wrong with her. So we're targeting runner back up at Finger Lakes and the Lady Fingers and kind of seeing how she goes from there. If she runs well, we might look maybe one more race. If she doesn't, maybe we'll give her some time off and start a 3-year-old campaign with her.
Very good. Talk a little bit about, as I said, I thought you'd have a good 2-year-old season coming in. Has that been kind of a focus for this season, the 2-year-olds?
In the spring, we definitely had increased numbers in 2-year-olds, and you always want to have a nice, meet in Saratoga. And, I probably went above and beyond my expectations a little bit. There were some horses that kind of caught my eye early in the spring, like Critical Value. And, she ran two really nice races, Thea's Theme, another horse for Larry Hirsch. She beat Critical Value in her first start. Daphne Moon was a filly that we purchased in the spring that looked like, she was going to be a horse that could win, you know, early on. I didn't think I could run her long enough, you know, during the meet, but we did finally get a 7/8 race that kind of fit to her liking. So, you know, you want to say you felt like you were going to have a good, strong Saratoga, but sometimes it's not always the case. So
it was this year. And talk a little about going forward. You still have some unraced two-year-olds in the barn that may get released down to Belmont?
Yeah, I have a nice Tisnow colt for Cheryl and Marianne Penny by the name of Self Made. I just worked him with Pat on the back this past few days ago, and he worked, you know, he's like every two-year-old. They'll show you signs that they're going to be really nice, and then next week they leave you scratching your head, like, what just happened? So, but he looks like he's going to be nice. I have another horse for Tom O'Grady, Tis Me, Bobby McGee. I got a really nice Munnings filly that I like for Harold Lerner and his group, Wayne Cutler, Miss Charisma, you know, that it looked maybe Belmont, you know, Aqueduct, or I'm going to take some horses to Oaklawn this winter as well. So we'll see how that, you know, plays out. But there's still some horses that I'm really excited about.
All right. So we'll look for a nice Belmont meet as well. And talk a little bit about the transition from up here. I mean, training continues up here through, what, October, I believe. So I'm assuming since you're now fairly local, you keep some horses up.
Yeah, I'll keep right around 50 horses up here right through the end of October. And then from there, we'll Florida, Aqueduct in the wintertime, and Oaklawn, and a little bit of Laurel as well. So it just now is planning to where those horses are going to go at that time of the year, who you're going to give a break to, because a lot of the babies need the break to develop and, you know, finish their growth cycle. So, you know, it just depends on where they are at that point of time, but we'll keep a stable right through October.
And I'll ask you, because how long have you been out? You're out in Schuylerville, right? How long have you been up here, and how do you like it?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I love the school system.
You populate the school system. I'm
pretty much. I think we're good, like 10 to 15%. I just started helping coach in my boys in flag football. So I missed – that's where I was on Saturday. I almost ended up missing my race because I was doing that. But I luckily got here for Coach Parcells. He would have probably understood if I was coaching and I missed three techniques race. But, you know, it's we've really enjoyed it. It's been a real positive move for us.
And what is the game plan for the horses that aren't going to stay up here? How do you transition down? And I'm just talking the actual nuts and bolts of scheduling van rides and whatnot, and who goes down and who stays, because I'm sure this end of the meet and Friday being beginning of, I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork and whatnot.
As soon as the Belmont book comes out, I'll go through and mark all the races that we have for our horses that are ready to run in the Naira tracks. And then, you know, there's certain horses. Like, I'll make a trip down to Belmont once a week for a couple of days a week this fall. I didn't get to go down. I haven't been down there much during the Saratoga meet just because you end up being so busy here. But and then you find out what horses you move back and forth. So it's still like chess a little bit, you know, as far as like when you want to get them ready. Some horses do a little bit better at Belmont. Some horses do a little bit better up here. So it's all about the horse and what the owners want to do.
All right, Jeremiah, again, I wanted to have you in here just to kind of recap, because your name has come up throughout the meet. We thought you'd have a good meet with the two-year-olds, but it's been that and beyond. And as I say, you're sitting tied for third right now. You're looking for 15. 15 would bump you up into a sole possession of third place. So we'll see what you do with your two horses today.
I thought about calling in and scratching all of Steve's horses today, but I don't know how that would go over. I probably could have gotten some trouble. So I did refrain from doing that. But, you know, all kidding aside, you know, just being where I am right now, and I've been really blessed as far as the team that we have, you know, at all locations. They've really, you know, done a really fine job. My team at home, my wife, Robin, allows me to, you know, do whatever I want at any time.
We laughed about it a moment ago, but remind people how many kids you have.
Five kids, five kids. Ages 9, 7, 7, 6, and 5. 4. Sorry, 4.
So she's a major part of the team.
Absolutely. She's right up. She's on top.
And again, I'll because folks that are watching us from the Capital OTB audience certainly play a lot of Finger Lakes as well. And so I'll just ask you again to remind people of what the family tree is when they see the Englehart names in the program.
So my dad started it all at Finger Lakes. And then I started on the Naira circuit originally with just a few horses, and then I went back to New York or Finger Lakes, started working for my dad,
Chris
Englehart, and then from there I started my own stable, which my uncle Steve, he runs my stable at Finger Lakes, and then my brother Jeffrey started training. He has an outfit there at Finger Lakes as well. So I do a little bit less this year at Finger Lakes than I have in the past, but you know, my uncle Steve does a fine job. He's been with me probably, I think now going on 9 years. So, you know, he knows, you know, the routine and whatnot. But it is. It's a family affair, really. Even when my dad has horses in, you find myself rooting for him all the time. But not when he's against me, obviously. But it's a lot of fun.
Again, congratulations on a great meet. And more importantly, maybe going forward to the various venues as well. We appreciate the visit.
Thanks a lot, Seth. I appreciate it.
Jeremiah Englehart, again, a great 2019 meet. Not done yet, however. A couple in today as well. All right, we'll take a break. I'll come back and wrap it up and put a bow on it. Turn the lights out in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Where's the best place to find your favorite teams, your favorite food, daily drink specials, and wagering on live horse racing? Legends Field Sports Bar, 711 Central Avenue, Albany. Get your game on day or night with 75 flat-screen TVs, tournament-style pool tables, a private banquet room, and live horse racing. So if someone asks you where's the best sports bar in the Capital Region, tell them Legends Field Sports Bar, inside the Clubhouse Racebook, 711 Central Avenue, Albany.
Birdstone is an outside front. They're coming down to the finish. Can Smarty Jones hold on? Here comes Birdstone. Birdstone surges past. Birdstone wins the Belmont Stakes.
What if there was a way to become a better horse player, to have a better knowledge of the game, to be more successful? What if there were a way to take what you've learned, what you know, and make better decisions, better choices? In horse racing, knowledge is a powerful tool. Race results and replays, past performances and live streaming, wagering from all your digital devices. Capital OTB, become a better horse player.
Welcome back to Racing Across America for the final visit of the 2019 Saratoga season. It has gone fast. It always does. You say it on day one. I should say also, during the meet, you may see, I always think when I'm interviewing people, I think I'm allergic to something back here because my eyes water a lot. And I always think, I wonder if the audience thinks I'm getting touched by something somebody is saying there. But no, if you see me, typically, I sneeze a lot after we're done. Luckily, yesterday I did one in the show, but usually after we're done. So I'm wondering, horse hair maybe? I don't know. But that is the reason sometimes my eyes are watering out here. Not that occasionally I may get emotional, but not as regularly as the eyes watering do. There's something back here, and as I say, I have a feeling I'm slightly allergic to. But now that that is explained, let me talk a little bit about, I'm not getting emotional either with the end of the meet, even though I said, it's bittersweet. You're happy because you put in a long meet and it's time to take a little break, but you're sad because Saratoga is just so much fun and it's great to be up here, watch racing with a big enthusiastic crowd, knowledgeable set of fans. So bittersweet afternoon coming up here on closing day. But again, a reminder that the Empire Six has the mandatory payout, $793,000 up for grabs, so they'll put millions more into the pool. It's questionable how many more million. 2 to 3, I think, is logical. Beyond that, could get to 5, but there'll be a big, big pool. Play into the Empire 6 day, 20-cent increment. You can put together a nice kind of whale-sized ticket for 40 or 50 or 60 bucks. Take your shot. Get some friends together. Put more into the mix because it's going to be a lot of fun this afternoon. Do check scratches and changes. Boy, while we were sitting in here this morning, it came down a couple of times pretty good. Earlier, they were 1 and 9 were still on the turf. We'll see how that plays out. Again, double-check your scratches and changes as the day progresses. All right, we're going to wind things up. It's been a really fun meet back here as far as doing the programming. I was kind of going over our guest list. Bob Baffert was a highlight, obviously, after the Whitney with the McKenzie win. He sat in here for quite a while. Just a few days ago, I had John Velasquez on. We talked about his Travers win and much more. That was a fun interview. You can catch all of these on the Capital OTV YouTube channel. All those shows are archived. The Velasquez interview from a couple, I got good feedback from folks on the front side. You can pull that one up. We've talked to Graham Motion. Jimmy Jerkins on Sunday. That was fun, too. Loose on the lead on Sunday, yesterday with Jimmy Jerkins. A little early in the meet, Rusty Arnold, Dave Donk and Jimmy Bond. Paul and Duke Matisse on the Loose on the Lead episode. That was a lot of fun. They always are great to have in and get a lot of great feedback from folks there as well. David Aragona, NYRA Morning Line odds maker, talked a little bit one morning about making the line and also came in a few mornings to handicap some races. Jonathan Kinchin, Peter Thomas Fornatel. On the media side, Tim Wilkin from the TU, who we've been facing off with and continue our TU-OTB battle tied today. So it gets all decided this afternoon in the Times Union. But Tim Wilkin came back and joined us one morning. Mike McAdam from the Gazette was in as well. On the NYRA media side, again, they do a great job with the Fox MSG show. Tony Alivato, who kind of oversees their TV operation, came in. We talked to him. Andy Serling, Maggie Wolfendale, and Acacia Courtney were in here as well. I want to thank our regulars, Sean and Joe Clancy, regulars on Wednesdays, and Mike Welch and Dave Grenick from Daily Racing Forum, regulars on Thursdays. I think I must mention Rusty Arnold was in here as well, and many, many more. I was kind of going through the guest list earlier today, and I just picked some highlights, but I've left out quite a few. Our friends at West Point Thoroughbreds came in. Bonaventure Stable with Dan Collins was in as well. Joe Applebaum for the New York Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. So we were kind of represented around the map. Michael Dubb on the owner side of things. But as I say, there were many, many more. You can catch, if you missed any of those interviews, pull them up on the Capital OTV YouTube channel. Keep that in mind. Want to thank my buddy Steve Bick for popping on again to co-host Loose on the Lead on Sunday mornings. He had a little abbreviated break in the middle, eye surgery. We had three shows, and then he had the eye surgery, missed a couple, and then came back for the last three, powering through despite the eye surgery. Wish him speedy recovery as he's still working on the recovery, but he's been great the last 3 weeks on Loose on the Lead, and obviously the first 3 weeks as well. So again, thanks to Steve for his participation. Got to thank our guys in the control room, Dan Hayes and Dino Cantonacci down in Albany, Mick Richards and Brian Dorenzo up here in Saratoga. Can't do it without the guys behind the scenes. Our friend Teresa Gennaro, who would come in on Wednesdays and do the calendar, but also helped us get guests for our programs, not just mine here, Racing Across America, but also Brian Edo on Saturday mornings with Saturdays at the Spa. Thank the other handicappers, Mike Callahan, Sully Crotty, Anthony Mormino, Brian Edo again. Thank him for the handicapping shows and the Saturday morning shows. NYRA, John Signor tipped the cap to NYRA. I want to thank them, but also David O'Rourke, the president of NYRA. Again, congratulations to him on a great job on this 2019 meet, his first meet as the head of NYRA. We had him in a couple of times here on the network. Start of the meet, in the middle of the meet. It was fun to talk to him. And again, congratulations on a great job. Pat McKenna from the PR department came in and sat in with us a couple of days ago. So again, thanks to everybody at NYRA for their fabulous hospitality hosting us here on the backstretch. And again, John Signor was in earlier. So thanks to him, president of Capital OTV and the board of directors, for supporting this morning programming. We certainly really appreciate that. And most importantly, I want to thank you, the audience, because couldn't do it without you. I get a lot of great feedback here at the track and could just kind of bouncing around town during the Saratoga meet. I know people enjoy the programming, and there's a lot of great feedback and compliments, and I appreciate that. I will remind folks once again, I appreciate the feedback to me. If you want to let the guys in the control room know how much we appreciate it, there's your viewer mail address, viewermail@capitalotb.com. You can tweet out to us at Twitter or reach us at Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. As I say, I'd love the guys in the control room to hear some of your feedback as well. I appreciate getting it on the front side, or as I say, downtown, And I certainly pass it on to the guys in the control room. But if you take a couple of minutes to send a note and just give some thoughts on the morning programming, that would be great to pass on to those guys as well. Questions, comments, or suggestions as far as the programming, we'd love to hear from you. Viewer mail at capitalotb.com. All right. I guess that kind of wraps it up. I'm dragging it out. I don't want to leave. As I say, it's a little bittersweet, but I've got to sit down and put my Empire 6 ticket together. Again, I'm playing for the bankroll team today. We'll put the ticket out on Twitter a little bit later on, and we'll also have a graphic, and we'll show the ticket leading into the first race of that Empire 6 play this afternoon. So let's all hope we cash out today on this closing day at Saratoga. Been a great meet. Been a very fun. Lots of great racing. We noted earlier all the big guns that showed up for the most part lived up to expectations. Really great racing that will play into Eclipse Awards. Certainly you'd have to think some Breeders' Cup winners at least raced here at Saratoga and most likely won here as well. So hopefully you're here to enjoy some of those races live. We certainly appreciate your enjoying the races at the various OTB facilities as well, the Easy Bets, the Branches, or the Racebook down on Central Avenue, if not there at home via computer or on the app. But again, as they say, hopefully you got up here and enjoyed some of the action up here at Saratoga, because it really was a fun meet with lots of folks and lots of good racing and great energy up here at the racetrack. All right, I am going to wrap it up now. Saratoga 2019 in the books. Again, thanks to all the folks I mentioned. Thanks to you. Enjoy the racing this afternoon. As far as the morning programming, we'll be back again by next weekend. A couple weekends live up in Woodbine, a couple of weekends down the road. So all of that is coming up. Enjoy the racing this afternoon. We'll see you again right here on the network a little bit later this week.
You've been watching Racing Across America with Seth Merrow. Racing Across America has been brought to you by CapitalOTBBet.com, the premier online wagering site in New York State. CapitalOTBBet.com. Sign up today. Pennell's Restaurant, a Saratoga tradition since 1922. 284 Jefferson Street, Saratoga, just minutes from the track. The Leah Auto Group. To search their inventory, schedule a service appointment, or find a dealership near you, visit LeahCars.com. Leah Cars for life. Woodbine Racetrack. Pick, bet, and cheer on world-class horse racing north of the border. And the new Capital OTB mobile app. Wager anytime, anywhere. Download it free from the iTunes Store or Google Play.